All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, July 15th of 2025. Looking ahead here, we had a 20-match tennis slate get underway earlier today. We also had a 6-game CS2 slate get underway. Good luck to all of you playing those two early slates. We do have a 2-game WNBA main slate later this evening, and then we have golf teeing off late tomorrow, early Thursday, depending on where you live with the British Open. So it'll be super fun. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right, let's get SaberSim up on the screen here. And we did have one question come in prior to the show. I actually answered this in Discord, but I thought it was a good question, something that other users can find themselves, you know, running into like this type of situation. So felt it was a good thing to cover. So the question was, follow up from yesterday's Q&A, when I go to adjust my template, I am not getting the ability to choose ROI in the filter dropdown. Here's a screenshot. What am I missing? Okay, so if you are trying to set up a template, right? And then you come in here and then, you know, you see like, hey, you know, Andrew has this ROI filter here, right? Why don't I have one? So what you need to do is you need to create it before doing a template. So what I would do is pop open your lineups. Instead of going to templates, go to this lineup group filters icon in the pool. You click it, these filters that you create here are the filters that are available in this dropdown. So if I delete this, essentially saying, hey, I don't have this, then when I go to my filters, it is gone, right? So the first thing you need to do is set up the filters that you want to apply to every group, and then they will be available in this dropdown. So what I would do, I actually don't know if this will work without running a sim. No. So, okay, great. You know, I need to create this filter first. Sure. Okay. Well, where is contest sims, right? Well, okay. So then now we're doing, you know, full thing here. So what I, so I enabled my sim on the contest page, just like turning it on. You don't need a lot of lineups for this. I'm just going to build 500 real quick. I'm going to kick this off. I'm also going to make sure that, oh, I can't click it right now. Well, the only other thing I would have done was turn on the run contest sim automatically after build toggle. It is already on, so I don't have to worry about that. So we're going to let this sim run. Okay, cool. Sim ran, right? And then now I go to my pool. Turn on target ROI greater than zero. I'm going to rename it to ROI. Save. Okay, great. Now when I go to my template, boom, now it is here, right? So that is how you get basically any and all templates working. It is just the contest sims that you need to run the lineup for. You do not need to do that, you know, if you are doing basically any other metric, you know, projected score, ownership, salary. These ones down here, these are custom metrics, right? So that's something that's available on the ultimate plan. So like if I were to come in here and say, hey, I want to create one for you know, something new, right? Okay, well, I go to add metric, I create my metric, and then it will show up at this bottom third section of the list, right? It's like I've made these myself. And then now I can see them all. So just some notes there. Differences between like custom metrics, filters, templates, how they kind of all interact, how to access them. So that is the big thing there. All right. So that was our only question to get us started. Good opportunity to take us into a build demo here. So I've already run a build for WNBA. I built 500 lineups on default settings. We have this two-game slate tonight. I will probably roll with this. Now, what I would do here, right, is I would be using, if I'm on starter, right, I'd be using portfolio. So there's portfolio on starter. There's portfolio plus on ultimate. I'd be using the portfolio option. I would still be using my average projection aggregate metric. I like expanded view, so I will get out of compact view and just scroll to where I can see the aggregate metrics that I care about. Okay, it's perfect. So I'm sorting by exposure. Now, it is a two-game slate, right? So typically, you're going to see some higher exposures, some higher leverages. There are just less options, you know, on the slate as opposed to like when we're doing a big, you know, 15-game MLB demo. And, you know, all my leverages are like really spread out, right? A lot different on two game slates. So that's okay. We want to make sure that one, the players that we're getting to make sense, right? And so for something like WNBA that plays very similarly to regular NBA, right? Value matters. So what I like to do here is to come in here, sort by value. And then you notice here, right? A lot of my top leverages are all to the higher value players, like the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 value players. I have double digit leverage on all of them. I scroll down here. The lower my value goes, the lower my leverages go, right? We're still taking some shots, right? Kelsey Plum, you know, a little Bria Hartley, but and then the further we go, now we get, you know, more and more negative leverage, right? This feels really good, right? This is like what you want. Then we're getting into like very low owned players, like 1%, 2%, 3% owned. You know, this all tracks for me, right? Hey, lower value, some exposure, sure, but lower leverage, right? Negative leverage. Doesn't mean they can't do good, just means they're like less likely to, right? And so we want to play some shares, but not too many. And then we want to get to some of the better plays on the slate. So that feels really good. I could sort by projection if I wanted to. Okay, you know, see what players were kind of under on. You know, for me, right, it makes sense to be lower on Azura Stevens than it does on Hamby, right? And a lot like more exposure and leverage there. So all this like feels really good. It does make sense to me. Remember that, you know, portfolio mode is effectively working in place of mean uniques, right? So the difference here is that you don't need to like go and change your uniques to get to a more diverse set or figure out where your stopping point is. You're basically skipping that step and skipping straight to like fine tune adjustments, right? So for me, what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to look as like, hey, is there anywhere where I feel like I need to make some fine-tune adjustments to these lineups? And the answer is like, honestly, no. Even like Shakira Austin, you know, 40% owned, we have 75%. That's a little less than 2X, right? Seems okay. Hamby, 42% owned, we have 65%. Seems fine. Charles, 35%. We have 55. You know, some of these exposures might look big. Some of these leverages might look big. But when you compare it to like their overall, you know, ownership, it's not the most like leverage. You know, we're not taking a 10% owned player and playing them in 70% of our lineups. We're like 7X the field, right? We're somewhere around 2X, you know, seems okay, especially when we're basically deciding that these players are really good. So this is a kind of really is a short example of how to build lineups for WNBA because portfolio mode is like working so well. But where we're spending our time is in the QA side, right? We're checking everything. If everything looks good, great, leave it. You know, if there are some things you don't like, okay, you know, go ahead and change them. But for me, right, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, these lineups look really good. I'm very happy with them. I don't have anything else. There's nothing standing out to me that feels bad or doesn't make sense, right? I've been using those terms a lot. But it's encouraging to see that the builder is, you know, getting to such a nice spread here with good leverages and exposures all by itself. Don't have to do too much. Have some nice competitive lineups in a short amount of time. So building for WNBA, that is where I would be starting. And at this point, I'd be ready to save these lineups, upload them to my contest. With that said, good opportunity to talk some golf strategy here, right? So golf getting underway tomorrow night for me on Pacific time here, very early on Thursday for our East Coast people and Central timers. So with golf fast approaching here, our projections aren't, like set in stone, right? Final, still should be like some market movement and things like that, that shift the market. And we're taking all that into account with our projections. So you can expect some updates, you know, today, tomorrow, and then say like around midday tomorrow, you know, feel like really good about building your final set of lineups. But we can always run some builds and see what things are looking like, right? So what I would do, what I like to do is I always like to see how many players are in the player pool. So all right. I'm seeing about 150-ish golfers in the pool right now. So it's a nice big tournament. You shouldn't have to worry about duplication too much, right? Every time I've checked and you have these 150 player tournaments with a cut, you know, generally duplication is not a massive factor. And if it is, it's a little random, right? Like average dupes one, average dupes two, you know, some of that you can't even control for. So me personally, I'm not going to be doing anything to manage dupes specifically here. Instead, I'm just going to be trying to build strong, high upside lineups. One thing I might do is give a little min salary boost here. Not a lot. I'm not trying to, you know, only play max salary lineups, but I might try to play a little bit higher salary lineups here. I'm going to build all the 5,000 lineups for this example. I'm not going to touch my settings here. I'm going to leave sim diversity where it is. I'm just going to leave this default rule on. Good reminder to check the weather forecast here. So let me go pull that up. Ooh, interesting weekend. Very interesting weekend. When you see, when you don't see green, things always get interesting. So this is the Roto Grinders weather report for the tournament. This is a free resource that Kevin Roth runs. So Thursday AM, winds around 10 miles per hour early, climbing to 10 to 15 miles per hour sustained with gusts to 20 miles per hour by the late morning. Showers and storms are possible. Thursday PM, winds near 15 miles per hour sustained with gusts over 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms are likely. There are some indications that winds might lay down a bit in the very late afternoon. Friday AM, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, scattered showers. Friday PM, winds dip a bit down to 10 miles per hour or less for the most of the afternoon, scattered showers. Weekend, we're in the same messy pattern. Thanks. Chances for rain continue through the weekend. Winds look to be higher in the afternoon than morning on both days. Early indications are that a Thursday AM, Friday PM build might help you cut through some of the wind, but that is far from a lock. The weather here is very volatile, and I'll be providing an update before tournament start. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see some changes to the forecast when I do. So reading all this, right, this just tells me before you run your final set of lineups, well, one, I would probably run them tomorrow at some point, right? Hopefully you get this like weather update. I'm assuming he's going to do it like the day of, right? And then two, you know, be very aware of, you know, if things change. Seems like it is a very messy weather weekend, showers, winds, right? Makes conditions that much harder to golf in. So should be quite interesting. Doesn't seem like there's like a clear edge yet, but that tells us like, hey, we need to be aware of this. And so just knowing that today makes, you know, puts the reminder in my brain to check it out tomorrow. All right. So we're not going to do anything crazy here up front with rules or anything for any type of weather adjustment. We are just going to run the build as is here. So I've made two adjustments to projections. I'm going to kick this off. So I'm actually going to cancel this for some reason. I'm in a classic build and I want, the way I know that is that I have this little paperclip icon, which is like the classic builds. I want the tools, which is the group functions. Okay. So we're going to try that one more time. All right. Seeing templates now instead of direct fill autofill. So that's correct. So happy with that. Build is going a little slow here. We might cut it off a little bit early, maybe somewhere around like 2,000 lineups, at least give us enough to mess around with. All right. So probably going to cut it off here around like 1,500. Should be fine. Cool. So 1635 lineups in the pool. Contest sim kicks off here. I am going to change this number of lineups to 150. Say we're building 150 lineups for the tournament. And we're going to switch to portfolio. So reminder, the builder uses portfolio when you don't have an entry file uploaded if you're on Ultimate. If you do have an entry file uploaded on Ultimate, it'll use Portfolio Plus. For starter, it always uses portfolio. Okay. So I have average projection aggregate metric. I have an average ROI aggregate metric. Seems good. What do I notice here? So first thing I noticed, just like right off the bat, super flat leverages. I mean, you know, our top leverage is 6.7%. Our top negative is -9.8, low on Scotty here. I mean, he is, you know, 14.2 salary. It is extremely, extremely high. Okay. Top exposure, 41%. You know, again, we're skipping the min unique part. We're jumping right to fine-tune adjustments in QA, right? This is a good opportunity to add in any opinions you guys have, right? Min max exposures, you know, I really don't want to be under the field on Scotty. You know, I don't want him to beat me. You know, anytime you kind of have those like opinions or thoughts. So the way I think about it, right, is, you know, SaberSim is like, hey, you know, let's be under on Scotty. You're like, I really do not want to be under on Scotty, right? In something like that, what I always recommend is like trying to meet the builder halfway, where you're basically like, hey, instead of us being under, or instead of us being over, let's just match his exposure to his expected ownership. That way we are effectively neutral on this player, right? We have as many shares of him as the field. And we also, so if he does good, our percentage of shares compared to the field is equal. So we have that many lineups like continue or be live. And then we also have that many lineups not in play, right? If he does bad. So that way you can take shots on other parts of the tournament, on other players, lineup combination, things like that. But you're not letting this one player beat you, good or bad, right? That is, matching exposure to ownership is effectively the most neutral thing that you can do. So that's how I would recommend approaching that. In the case that you have an opinion that basically SaberSim kind of disagrees with, right? Then like meeting each other halfway is like, in my opinion, the best thing that you could do. So those are just some thoughts there. Other than that, you know, I'm really happy with how the portfolio tool is working here. It's giving us very nice spread of lineups. I'm very happy with it. And I wouldn't be looking to make too many adjustments unless I had some opinions that I wanted to work in. So knocked out a demo here for WNBA today. Talked some golf for tomorrow. We'll probably talk golf again tomorrow as well, but wanted to just give an early look into how things are looking. With that said, we are all caught up with questions here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.